Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October 25th of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. It is great to be with you tonight, as it always is every time I do one of these episodes. You know, it's always great every time I get a chance to do one with you. It's always a great thing. I really do enjoy doing it. It's not just something I say, anything like that. I actually do enjoy it. And, you know, it's something I thank God for every time I get a chance to do one of these. But I don't know about you, listeners. If you heard Dr. Mark T. Barclay, my pastor, talking about the end times last night, that was revelation. That was deep revelation. Now, you may say, well, for those of you who might have tuned in, you might wonder, you know, Miracle Man, what stood out to you most? That there's like 9 different biblical wars associated with the end times. First one might be the one that we might be at the start of, so, you know, with Israel and, you know, other countries. And then, you know, there's one in the heavens later on, and then there's other ones, you know, that are during the tribulation and, you know, things like that. And then there were questions about, you know, the marriage supper of the Lamb and that kind, and those kinds of different kinds of questions like that. And what would be a sign that Jesus, that the coming of the Lord is near? One we see right now, listeners, is that so many people are not talking about it, and that would be a sign that it would be close, the way Dr. Barclay sees it. Now, in like the 60s and the 70s, you know, it was very common to hear people saying, well, you better be living right. He's coming very soon. He's coming. He's coming very soon. You know, things like that. But he hasn't come yet. Can I get me a full one? Rather than this one. Thank you. But anyhow, it was a very good, he did real good, you know, answering those questions. And I would say eye-opening. And I would say we have a lot of people to reach. And, you know, I had even read verses to you last night. And then there was other verses, Luke, that we didn't go to, but it said, you know, things about wars and rumors of wars. You know, and he said, those are the beginning of sorrows. That's where we are. I even remember hearing that from Dr. Barclay back during the initial bout with COVID. And, you know, they were doing the trial run and things like that. Was a practice run. Because, you know, in various places, you could not buy, sell, trade in person without the mask. Then, in some places, that morphed into you could not come into, you know, to a certain place without the vaccine. Example. In Cook County, in the specific county where city of Chicago is, for months, you could not dine in a Chicago restaurant without the vaccine. You couldn't. Thankfully, they got rid of that mandate. You may say, you know, it was a practice run for the Mark of the Beast. I think. But when the real Mark of the Beast, that's not until the tribulation. We should not be here for that. We should not be here for that. You and I, us Christians, we should be ready to go and not be left behind. But, you know, there will be Christians left behind. And the era of the church as we know it will end when the rapture happens. You know, there will be the 144,000, you know, different, you know, Jewish, you know, the different things like that, you know, and we'll have their converts. And they will come up to heaven mid-tribulation, in other words, 3.5 years into it. And so, needless to say, we are, we're in the last days. Either way you slice it. It's an evil day. Guess what? We're able to, you know, reach the lost and all that, and even come to you like this, like I am right now. And I thank God that we were born for such a day as this. I mean, we weren't born for this day by accident. I can't find where God would say, oh, it's an accident, I didn't mean it, I meant him to be for an earlier day. Nope. And nope. But just goes to show. You know, and I thank God. But, you know, that we were born. We were chosen for such a day as this. And then, you know, some of you might have heard this, some of you may have not. But at COP26, you know, which was a gathering for the green people a couple of years ago, you know, no, a year and a half ago, said that many countries will have to pledge their allegiance to him and pool all their money together and give it to him. And pastor figured, he was talking about the Antichrist. I agree. And I believe the Antichrist, from what we know, I believe the Antichrist will come out of Europe. Do I think he's born? I think there's a very good possibility that he is born. Will he know that he is the Antichrist? He will find out. He might not know on day one, you know, when he pops out of his mother's womb. But when he really starts to bring on his tribulation, you know, all this stuff and all that. We should not be here for that. You and I should not be there for that. You and I should be up in heaven. And the trumpet blower, you know, and he shall ascend from on high, come from on high with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and a loud trumpet blast. Folks, in case you didn't wonder, that's not from a marching, from a Friday Night Lights game at high school, or a Saturday game with, or a New Year's Day game with, will not come from a band section. It will not come from a trumpet in the church. Nope. Will you be able to hear it with your own ears? I don't know. Now, that wasn't exactly a question that he answered, but, you know, I think we very well could. And when I think of it being a shout, I would think that we would hear it. Because when I hear the word shout, I don't think of something that's quiet. And I mean, if you do, then more power to you. But maybe we'll hear it on our spirit, but not our natural ears. But don't know. But anyhow, it was, you know, it was a great to see, to hear what he had to say. I myself will have to go back and listen to it again, you know, to get it all. But I just decided to touch on some highlights for you on what was discussed. And what it would be like. Oh, one thing you might be wondering. So, for those of you who stay here on this earth because you weren't ready for the rapture, for you, those of you who might wonder, you know, if I take the mark of the beast, will I be able to go to heaven? Still be able to go to heaven? No. No, you won't. When you give your allegiance to the mark, when you receive the mark of the beast, if you get the mark of the beast, giving your allegiance to God, you're giving your allegiance to the Antichrist, then you will go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And ever. Guess what? Hell lasts as long as heaven. Hell lasts as long as heaven. Lasts just as long as heaven. I would not choose to take the mark of the beast if I were you. But if I was not ready for the rapture, and I stayed here for whatever reason, now I plan to be ready to go. They started rounding us up and saying, are you a Christian? Can't think of anything on this earth for which I would say, no, I'm not, you know, so I could keep living. Nope. I would take a bullet for my Savior right there. I would. And then we'll get to go to heaven and be with my Jesus. I would much rather do that than make the other choice. and deny Jesus, because I love my Jesus. And so my plan is to be ready when I hear that trumpet. Knowing that it's not the sound from a football game, so I'm not even worried about it. Then again, he did say it'll be at the time that you don't expect it. Maybe it'll be when I'm busy celebrating a touchdown. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, we won't know the day or the hour. We won't know the day or the hour. My Bible is clear about that. We won't know the day or the hour. So thank you for letting me touch on that. And so I want to remind you of a couple of things that I always try to remind you of every time I do an episode in general. Number one, to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. If you can at all, please go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S. ofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. Please go online and avail yourself to that, if you would so kindly. It's the story of my life and God's miracle working power in my life. Find myself thinking about this, you know, kind of, you know, rather often. I wouldn't say every day necessarily, but often. You know, at a very young age, my mom said when I was a very young age, my mom said to God, heal him or take him home. And by home, I mean take him to heaven. And no, she wasn't saying that she was going to kill him. She won't. But he's been faithful. And I just keep on believing. I keep on keeping on. Keep on trusting. Keep on knowing that God's going to do what he said in his word. And that's where I put my hope and trust in the Lord my God. And I just keep on believing. That's what I've been doing. That's what's kept me alive through these years. If it wasn't for him, I'd be dead. Extremely likely that I would be dead. And I've just, now you can go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S ofmiracles.com and purchase yourself a copy of the book. You'll be glad you read it. And you can then turn around and share it with someone else. Amen. I know it's been a blessing to people. I know for a fact. It's not just something that I say. You know, it's not just one of those where I would say, you know, I hope it's been a blessing. I hope it, you know, I know it's been a blessing to people. And I keep praying that more and more people will read it. Amen. I want people to read it. I really do. It's not something that I take lightly. I really want people to read that book. Okay. The other thing that I would like to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. I pray this has been a blessing into your life. If you love what this program has done in your life, it's done for you, you can go online to paypal.com. And in the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. The last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Related to that, the first style in Rivers has a capital in it. As does the S in Shukla. I just wanted you to be made aware of that. Just so that you know, and so that when you sow your seed, it can go to the right place. And so, and if you sow your seed, you want to sow a verse tonight. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with whatsoever you measure you use, whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. Amen and amen and amen. And so, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord tonight. And I want to talk about, get back into my series on heroes of the church. Tonight, I want to talk about Stephen. Stephen, you know, whatever you were to call it. He's one of my heroes of the church. But I'm going to sing a couple of songs and get into the word, and then some sports, including some insight about the so-called sign sealing scandal. Specifically, I want to talk about what's allowed, what is not allowed, and what does the Michigan High School Athletic Association have to say about it? What does the NFL have to say about it as to what's allowed, what is not allowed? I love being a, there to be a sports caster, you know, sometimes with football. I want to talk about the thing that could reportedly be going on, because it involves University of Michigan. So we'll do that at the end. But first, I want to sing a couple songs. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is just the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, and now he set me free, I'm going to dance all night. I got to praise. I got to praise and I got to let it out. I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to praise and I got to let it out. I got to praise. The Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is still the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Something happens when I call your name. 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 Chains are broken 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 when I call your name. I am healed 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 when I call your name. Cancer's gone 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 when I call your name. Mountains move 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 when I call your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. I want to pray all of my days the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, my comfort, power of refuge and strength, let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us see. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down as the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I am in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my day I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar. Sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us see. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down as the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. Yes, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How
How wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are always with us. You thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, for who you are to us, for what you're doing in us, Lord God, right now. Thank you. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for your hand being on our life. Great to be a Christian. It's great to know that you are on our side, that you have plans for us, plans not to harm us, but to help us. Dear Lord God, that you are making a way for us. You make a way when it seems like there is no way. You make a way. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you for what you are doing in us, for us, right here, right now. Thank you that you meet every need represented by this program. Thank you that you're healing our bodies, you're strengthening our bodies, you're strengthening our minds. And thank you that you are our provider. Thank you for this time in your word tonight that we have to study. Thank you that as we study your word tonight, these people will receive everything that you have for them and that they will not be distracted, but they'll be ready to hear, ready to receive everything that you have for them tonight in your name. And I may make my confession. I say that sponsors and partners come to this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership, more and more listeners will tune in. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Now, I want you Acts 6. And it says here, Acts 6:8. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, parentheses, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia. These men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the Spirit, capitalized, the Holy Spirit. But they could not stand up against his wisdom or the Spirit by which he spoke, which was the Holy Spirit. Verse 11. Secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. False witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Let's continue on further into the story. In other words, let's see, what does Stephen have to say about all this stuff? Then the high priest asked him, "Are these charges true?" To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. God, capital G, he's meaning the Lord, Jesus, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people. Go to the land that I will show you. He left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to this land where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance. Here, not even a foot of ground. But God promised him that he and his descendants again would possess the land. Even though, at that time, Abraham had no child, God spoke to him, your descendants will be strangers in a country, not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that they serve as slaves. God said, afterward, they will come out of that country and will worship me in this place. Then he gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision. And Abraham became the father of Isaac and circumcised him 8 days after his birth. Later, Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of 12 patriarchs. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt, but God was with him and rescued him from all the trouble, from all his troubles. And he gave Joseph wisdom and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he made him ruler over Egypt and all his palace. Then a famine struck all Egypt and Canaan, bringing great suffering, and our fathers could not find food. Skipping, Jacob went down to Egypt where he and forefathers lived. Their bodies were brought back to Shechem and placed in the tomb that Abraham had brought from the sons of Hamor at Shechem for a certain sum of money. Down to 20. At the time Moses was born, and he was no ordinary child, for 3 months he was cared for in his father's house. And when he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his fellow Israelites. Skipping down a bit again. Then he talks about Moses in the burning bush. Then he gets to talking about the desert for the Israelites. Turning going to the last few things that he said before they stoned him. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by men, as the prophet says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or where will my resting place be? Hasn't my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who persecuted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You have received the law through angels, but have not obeyed it. And then that was him, you know, Stephen preaching. Verse 54. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven, the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears, and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. While Saul was there giving approval to his death. So, you see, Stephen, you see, he was preaching. He didn't care. Here's what I mean. He cared. They had disrespect, you know. He was trying to help. So he was explaining things to them about Moses, about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, and the different thing, you know, telling the story, you know, and all that. And then he's like, but you... Oh, and then he talks about, you know, you all chose to betray Jesus and have him murdered. You chose Barabbas instead of Jesus, you know, and like that kind of stuff. And then he called him stiff-necked and all that. And then when he was done, they weren't happy about it. But in my mind, so you might say, well, Miracle Man, in your mind, what makes Stephen, what makes Stephen, I didn't mean it like that, I'm sorry, what makes Stephen from Acts, what makes Stephen such a hero? Well, he did not water down the word. this day and age, you have preachers who will tell you what you want to hear. Hey, you know, go ahead and live any way you want to. Go ahead and drink as long as you don't get drunk. You know, that kind of stuff. And la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He told them what they needed to hear, but they didn't like it. Then, while they were trying to seize him, instead of getting all mad and trying to punch him back, trying to seize him back, trying to stone him, or anything like that, he, you know, they're dragging him outside. He goes outside, you know, calmly, praying to the Lord. And he says, receive my spirit, Lord Jesus. And then he said, Lord, forgive him. Forgive him. He basically said, you know, forgive them for what they're doing. You know, he's like, in other words, don't hold charges against them. Later on, you know, Saul, who would later on go on to preach and all that for God, ended up becoming a great apostle. But B.C., before Christ, before Saul gave his life to Christ, you know, and had that great experience that we had read about previously, before that, Saul was there giving approval. And Sharon, I'm like, Stephen is such a hero. Thank you, Steve, for standing up for what you believe in, refusing to water it down, standing up for the church. And there was lots of persecution going on at the time, He could have let him, bug him. He could have said, these people are kind of stiff-necked, and I really don't want to offend anybody, so I just kind of, lay low, maybe give them a bit of a history lesson, and maybe talk about Jacob and then and from there with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, but I won't touch on about how these people are stiff-necked or anything like that, because after all, I want them to feel good. No. He was firm. As Christians, we should want to live a life that pleases God. When your pastor preaches to you, at least from time to time, you should feel convicted. And even if you're like not sinning necessarily real bad or anything, you should at least be convicted like to reach more people or something, or maybe if you're sick in your body, maybe be convicted about how you ask for God to heal you. And, you know, things like that. You know? But, you know, he took a stand. He didn't care how upset they were. Because those people, some of those people were so upset. They wanted him gone. They were unhappy with him. about what he was saying. But no, stood his ground. And to me, he is seen as a hero. In my mind, he is seen as a hero. So thank you, Stephen, for standing up. In my mind, thank you, Stephen, for standing up, for doing what was right. Thank you for this word tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray that as Christians, that we would be able to make a stand, to take a stand for you. As we go through life, even when it might be tough to take a stand, that we would take a stand and that we would, to people when they try to persecute us, and I give you praise and honor and glory that you would help us, and that we would be those who do your word and not just those who hear it and don't do a lick about it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. In terms of sports, we have Midland taking on Dow Friday night at Midland Community Stadium, 7 p.m. Winner moves on to round two. Loser goes home because it is single elimination. Single elimination, meaning first one to lose, meaning you lose, you're done. And so when I think about this game, I think back at the season for both schools. Both started out pretty good. But then later on, as it got tougher, it got to where, like, one game would win a game, one team would win a game, and then they would lose the next one. That's how it went with Midland. But for Dial, they had lost two in a row going into that Midland-Dial game by a combined score of 84-7. 84-7. Where Midland in week 7 had lost by 10 points, 24-14, and had won 41-24 against Lapeer. So Midland was still kind of, they had put up more points than what they had given up in the previous season. But so I do see Midland bouncing back. I see it being a very close game. Midland has a lot of juniors on the team. Dow is a good amount of seniors. But when I look at this, honest prediction, comic books, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 23. All right. College. Michigan off. Michigan has before November 4th when they will play Purdue. Michigan State has a game. Not Penn State, that's later on. I think it's Indiana. But I figure they'll probably lose that one also. No.
game of the South versus Wisconsin. No, I look at that game, you know, it's another test for that team of the South. But when I look at this game, honestly, I see prediction. Low, high, and outside, 38. Cheeseburgers, 26. Lions. Taking on the, we're going to NFL. I've got two games I'm going to pick for the NFL. First of all, Lions taking on the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Lions with a 38-6 loss in Baltimore to the Ravens. Trying to get healthy. I think they'll win this game. I do think it'll be close, though. My honest prediction. Roaring Lion, 28. And let me think here. Yeah, Roaring Lion, 28. All lit up, 21. So, the other game, 49ers taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota not doing so hot. They're like at the bottom of the division. This one, honest prediction. Gold Rush, 34. Land of the Vikings, 16. So, honestly, so once again, prediction is from Midland to beat Dow, Michigan State to lose to Indiana. That team to the South to beat Wisconsin. Lions to take down the Raiders. Last but not least, 49ers to take down the Vikings. Those are my NFL's Miracle Man's perfect picks. We'll see on Monday how we do. All right.